The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out on a pain-free Friday. The bad seed, broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad editor, bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad rep, bad attitude, bad bod. We are live in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny likes to hit a one-e bat once in a while when she's having a big bottle of vino in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags are ready to drive in some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do be. All my friends that come around, flats and flats and party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains is splattered all over Manhattan, should do be, shake it. Ooh. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Carver High tonight, and we got a lot going on. Obviously, I'm watching the Rockets and Mavs. I'm just settling into this game right now. 53-53, Mavs up 3, 53-50. Brody with the drive, and he couldn't finish. He did finish, and the foul. And now, and your boy Marijuanovich with the foul. The big fella smacked him in the face. Three-point game, and you knew this would be a good game, right? But how about these wild games in the NBA? It's like every single game's wild except Orlando and the Nets. So you can't even make this stuff up. Spurs up 2 on the Kings with 8 minutes left in that game, 102-100. And, I mean, I thought the Celtics played the Bucks as good as anybody could. And the Bucks beat them by 7. So I just want to look at that line. I laid 4.5. That was my top play. That hit on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Suns, I gave you. They beat the Wizards 125-112. I thought the Grizzlies blew the game against the Blazers. We're going to talk to Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Grizzlies, a little bit later. We'll talk about all the games in baseball as well on a bench.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. With, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, Carver High, do you believe the reports? And I'll get into the NBA. I'm just going off the seat of my pants, like with what's going on in my head right now. The first thing that comes into my head is the baseball season. Do you believe that they're going to cancel the entire thing? Because there's, you know, rumors I see in the church. There's all kinds of people talking about it. That there's people reporting it, and I don't know if that's good reporting or bad, right? So I don't, you know, fake news, whatever you want to call it. I'm not the whole I don't do the whole Donald Trump thing, okay? But I do say frequently on this show, I just don't buy it. I don't buy that story. That is just a bad story. I'm just not buying it, right? But I don't go on the whole conspiracies, and I don't go on the whole fake news and all this other nonsense. So that guy's selling, and his days are numbered, trust me. So do you believe that they're going to cancel baseball because the problems just keep growing?
You know, I'm pretty torn on it. I think that there's clearly an issue right here, and this is another turning point this weekend. You know, if more players on the Cardinals have it, and the Cardinals played the Twins the last 3 days, so in theory, shouldn't have the Twins probably not have played tonight as well till they find out what's going on? But it's like Florida last week. The Twins decided before the game, you know, we're going to play, and they played the Indians tonight. So I'm kind of 50-50.
I bet on the Twins, by the way.
I wouldn't be stunned at anything right now, and that includes them completely shutting it down. It would not stun me. With everything that's gone on, I could see it.
So
I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want it to happen. I want baseball. I want it to keep going. I mean, it's great. You know, at least we do have hockey and basketball now going full force after this weekend, and we know that they're not having any problems in the bubble. But I want baseball to stick around. But I think it's 50-50 right now at best.
Yeah, I want baseball to stick around too, because I've been making so much money on it, and because I like it, right? And I don't know what's happening here. I got all kinds of disaster going on. Anyway, I want to look at the baseball as we speak, while we still have it. The Yankees are up 5-1 on the Red Sox in the ninth, so they're going to win that game. Cubs 2-0 on the Pirates, bottom five. And the Cubs have runners on first and second, two outs. Dodgers, D-backs, scoreless in the third. Mets 10-7 on the Braves, bottom eight. I am surprised about that. The Braves have runners on second and third, one out. And then the Rays were losing to the Orioles. Now they've tied them, 3-3. And then they're in the fifth. White Sox lead the Royals 3-2 in the seventh. Runner on second, one out. Rockies lead the Padres 2-0 in the sixth. Top half. Padres have a runner at first, one out. Twins 4-0 on the Indians. Now, it was 2-0 before. Now it's 4-0 in the top of the sixth. Nobody on. Rangers lead the Giants 2-1. Top of the fourth, runner at first, one out. Astros lead the Angels 4-0, top three. A's, Mariners, after three, scoreless. Tigers beat the Reds 7-2. Glad I didn't make that a priority bet. The Reds I lost. in Detroit tonight at Comerica. But as far as like where we were on Coast to Coast today with the baseball rundown for tonight, I think I'm pretty much on point with a lot of these games, right? Everything that I said I thought would happen basically is happening, right? Except I think basically the only ones that aren't are the Mets and the Royals, right? Didn't I? No, I went with the White Sox. Sorry. Up 3-2. I bet on the White Sox. They were my last play, number 13. But look, they got a runner at second, one out. Let's bring that puppy home. Come on now. Yeah, yeah. So I got a lot of action going. How did the Yankees, were you watching the Bombers tonight?
I did not see a lot of the Bomber game. No, I did not see a lot of the Bomber game. I know that they scored a couple of early runs. I know your boy Gio Urshela got involved as well. Montgomery pitched good. I had a couple things going on with this. I had the basketball on too. I had that Buck Celtic game on. I was checking in with some of the baseball remotely. A lot happening here on a pain-free Friday. Judge did go yard as well. Always a good night when the Yankees beat the Red Sox in the Bronx.
Judge homered again. He homered like in Baltimore two nights in a row, didn't he?
Yes, he's on a bit of a tear right now, you could say.
And then Urshela homered. Urshela, is that what you call him? And then Guardy Party with a homer in the eighth. 5-1 Bombers. Just want to look at the look at LeMahieu, 3-for-5. Torres, 2-for-4 with his bad elbow. Urshela, 2-for-4. Judge, 1-for-5. The home run, though. Couple RBIs, 2-run shot. Gardner, the 2-run shot, I guess, right? And Urshela. So there you go. Nice. Anyway, can you imagine if they shut it down? Like, what has it been, a week? They started last Thursday, right? So they've gone.
It's been a week and a day.
So 8 days of baseball, and it's in dire straits. It's already hanging by a thread. And then, of course, Robbie Manfred threatened everybody today. Didn't he say, we're going to shut it down if we don't get our act together?
He basically blamed the players. He said, you know, he went to Clark and said, you know, you guys got to figure it out because you're the reason why this is going on. You know, you guys got to make this right. You know, keep your players under lock and key.
Did he really blame them?
I mean, he said things like, you know, we got to get this in order. You know, you got to get this in order. I think he was kind of telling Tony Clark, tell your players to stop doing things that they shouldn't be doing, because everybody's on the Marlins right now because they decided to go have some fun down in Atlanta. So that's kind of where it's going. But how did these guys on the Cardinals get it then? You know, we don't know the story with them yet either.
So he told Clark that if the sport doesn't do a better job managing the Honda, it could shut down for the season. Following the Marlins outbreak, 21 members of the organization tested positive. Two positive tests by the Cardinals made it worse. Blah, blah, blah. Manfred, who has the power to shut down the season, could move in that direction. Multiple players breathed on the call of fear the season could be shut down as soon as Monday if a positive test jump or if players continue not to strictly abide by the league's protocols. Networks broadcasting games have been alerted to look at possible alternate programming after this weekend should the league shut down, according to sources that Keith Olbermann reported it, right? There's concern about off-the-field choices. One high-ranking official saying there's some bad decisions being made. We know they canceled the games of the Cardinals and Brewers. The Marlins and Phillies were missing scheduled games, leaving 20% of the league, the Friday slate, empty. Every player in this league better take a hard look at what you're doing off the field, because what you do affects more than just you and your team. Your decisions off the field will put all of our seasons in jeopardy. Wow. So of the 11,895 samples taken over the past week, there were 29 positive tests, 20 by players, 9 by staff. Wow, it's crazy. 844-843-6879 if you want to call in. 844-843-6879. Do you think baseball is doomed by Monday? Do you think there'll still be a baseball season?
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, for all on the bench. So I ordered food tonight at my house because my kids are, they just are so painful. They're like, you know, order, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, whatever. Cause I'm easy. I'm chilled. I'll do whatever you want. What do you want? You want to go out? You want to eat? You want to order? You want to make it? What do you want to do? So they said, let's get this, we'll order from this place. It's a real popular place. And, so we ordered all this food, like $75 worth of, food, like burgers and shakes and stuff like that. Right. So I'm sitting there for like an hour waiting for this food. And I'm like, Jesus, how long am I going to wait for this food? Like, honestly, like, do you ever order food and you're like wondering when it's going to show up? You know, you're always looking out the window or you're like, how long has it been? When did we order that pizza? You know what I mean? And so I said, Jesus, how long have we been waiting for this food? And then Chop goes to the front door and looks out the front door. And there it is sitting on my front porch in a two giant bags. And I'm like, well, Mother Forreller, do you not like knock on the door or ring the doorbell? You just leave it there and leave? So it's been sitting out there, right? So we bring it in, open it up, and all the milkshakes are completely melted. They're just gone. I'm like, whose idea was it to order milkshakes from a delivery place? That, like, can you imagine the guy? He's probably drinking it while he's driving in his car. Meanwhile, I said, how do you keep milkshakes? The place is 10, 15 minutes away. How do you keep the milkshake from melting? And my son goes, nah, they put it in a cooler. I'm like, what? So I said, all right, whatever, dude, whatever you want, man, just get it. And so I bring it in and all the milkshakes are completely melted, gone. There's nothing there. There's no ice cream, nothing. And I'm like, Mother Forreller. And then we start opening up the food and it's the wrong food. It's like someone else's food. So someone put the milkshakes, the milkshakes were correct, but they put them in the wrong bag. Obviously, like some kid probably just grabbed the wrong ones, put it in the wrong order and shipped it out, right? So I get this stuff and it's like really whacked. It's like completely crazy and it's off, like off by 100% off. Like my wife's not going to eat it. My daughter's not going to eat it. I'm like, I don't want it. My son's like, yeah, I'll eat it. And I'm like, don't eat it. I go, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying 75 plus whatever tip, 10 bucks. It was $85. And I was like, I don't care about $100. I bet that on every baseball game, but I'm sitting here going, I'm starving. Right. And I'm going, oh my God, I go, screw this. So I just literally took all the food and I just threw it in the garbage. I just went, watch this. Cause everyone was mad and they're all yelling and people are complaining. And I just took the food and I shoved it in the garbage. I just took the entire thing and I stuffed it in the garbage. My dog was crying. He would have eaten the entire thing. He was livid. The dog would have eaten everything. He would have eaten five triples with jalapenos and cheese and French fries and melted milkshakes. The dog would have eaten all of it. All of it. 100%. So I said, I'm not doing this. I'm going, I'm going to go to the drive-thru. I'm going to go to a popular drive-thru place. And so I go down, I get in the car, I drive to the popular place, and I get there, and it's 30 deep in line. I mean, I'm just like, oh my God. So I'm sitting in line at this place because I'm starving, and I go, I'm going to ride it out. So I'm listening to the Yankee game on the radio. Oh, John, I have to tell you, it's 2020 and there's a hurricane coming next Wednesday. I had so much fun singing the national anthem tonight to pay back Garrett Cole for the bet I lost to him. John.
Well, Susan. Susan, I think you are terrific. Honey, I live in Florida, and my lanai is going to be damaged through that hurricane in Florida. It's, all the power is going to go out, and two down, and here comes Judge.
Well, there's no one here in the stadium, John, except you and I wanted to tell you after all these years, I think I'm hot for your loins.
Oh, Susan.
Swing and a miss, Judge. 0-1.
Oh,
John, you're so funny. It's 2020, John. It's 98, a beautiful summer night here at the stadium for a home opener.
Outside, 1-1 to Judge.
All rise. And I'm sitting there for literally a half an hour in line at the burger place. A half an hour. And I'm watching the Celtics and Bucks on the the ESPN app or whatever the hell it is. I got every game. I got everything. ESPN Plus. I got it all. So I got a game going. I got another game on the radio. And I sat there for a half an hour. And then I brought all the food back, right? And then my son was gone. He didn't even stick around. How about that? He didn't want to wait anymore, so he left. He didn't even eat. He just left. I'll see him, like, probably Monday. And then my daughter, she ate, like, 3 bites of it. And then 34C had, like, a milkshake or something. At least I got the Frosties home, not melted. That was a big accomplishment for me because I only live about 8 minutes from the place. Obviously, I went to Wendy's. Once I gave the cue of the Frosties, I think that pretty much tripped the wire, didn't it, Carver High?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Once you got that out there, you can pretty much decipher where you went.
But I'm not going to tell you where I ordered from, where they butchered the order. I'm not going to go there. So
nah, you don't have to do that.
I got enough problems. I'll get a phone call. You can't be talking about burger restaurants on the air because it's going to lead to a board member having, we're going to have a conference call. You just cannot talk about sponsors. I can just hear it now. I'm afraid to say anything. Listen, I had a jalapeno burger. I don't like cheese. Cheese is for girls, man. So's ketchup. You know what I mean? You a ketchup fan, Carver High?
Won't put it on anything. Zero ketchup.
You like mustard?
Zero on the mustard. Nothing.
No ketchup or mustard ever.
Dry. Cheese.
Mayonnaise?
It's cheese.
Just cheese. So you like a plain cheeseburger with nothing else?
Yeah, you like, sometimes you could put a little bacon on there, something like that, but no ketchup or mustard, no.
What about running it through the garden? You get the lettuce, tomato, onion?
No, not particularly. Straight up.
No? All right. So eventually, I guess when I was gone, I think she was able to get my money back. I got a refund on the botched delivery. I didn't get the food I asked for. Is that fair enough? Do I deserve to pay $85 for like somebody else's food? I mean, honestly.
No.
I don't even care about anything. I was like, I'm going to get Wendy's. I'm not waiting around for these people. You know what the guy said when we called him? He said, bring it all back. I'm like, bring it back. How about I come in there and smack you across the face? Bring it back. What am I going to bring back? Your liquid shakes, those watery shakes that you left me on my front porch. It's 98 degrees outside. The guy leaves five milkshakes on my front stop for 30 minutes. They were literally like, there was milk all over my front stop. And then I go down and, I ended up, I ate everything. So like they didn't, I brought like him, large fries, her large fries, 34C large fries. I got a large, no one ate any of it. So I ate all of it. I'm just like, I was so mad. I just ate everything. I ate a double, I ate four large fries. I had a Frosty. I'm going to have gas like within an hour of right now, easily. By the time I go to bed tonight at like, 1 or 2 in the morning, I'm going to be ripping ass. And then I'm going to get up in the morning and yam up. And I'm going to go play basketball. And when I play basketball in the hood, I'm going to be ripping on the brothers all morning. And I'm going to be incognito, too. Like, I'll never let them know that it's me. I'm just going to keep ripping. I'm going to shred a couple. Just going to get it all out there. Let them know who's boss. They'll be like, man, who's ripping? I'll be like, what's up? So anyway, I'm excited about, at the very least, you talk about baseball, if they cancel it, I'm excited about the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA. You know what I mean, Carver High? It's not like there's a problem there. I don't see a problem in the NBA or NHL.
You're still going to have those. Those aren't going anywhere.
Well, don't you think that baseball has butchered everything? Like Rob Manfred, he butchers everything. What hasn't he butchered since he's had that job?
He's done a underperforming job, I would have to say. When we talk about it, if you grade him, I'd give him, close to an F.
Close to an F. I give him a G. I give him summer school. Did you ever have to go to summer school, Carver High? Did you ever get blamed for anything or punished?
Never did summer school.
Never? I went to summer school at Indiana University so I could get laid, which I did. All right, Ferrell on the bench. How about that Mets game on Carver High? What happened?
Well, the Mets had a 10-5 lead on the Braves in the sixth inning and chip away. They got a run in the sixth, I believe, to make it 10-6. And then in the eighth, they scored a whole bunch of runs, Scotty, including a 3-run double by Travis d'Arnaud. Braves now with an 11-10 lead on the Mets in the top of the ninth. As they look to close that game out, they've got two outs right now and a man on first. So Cano is up as the last stand for the Mets here.
What? Remember, they just got d'Arnaud back. They got both of their catchers back from the COVID list.
Yep, Flowers and d'Arnaud.
Flowers and d'Arnaud. And d'Arnaud just had the huge hit tonight.
Yep. And the Mets thought they had this. Listen, 10-5. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves last weekend. Thought maybe they can get back off the deck here. That's going to be another tough loss. They had Lugo on the hill, too. So he's usually their most reliable reliever. He gives up the big blow to Travis d'Arnaud.
All right, so the Cubs are up 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth on the Pirates. Runners on first and second, one out. Dodgers have the lead. Runners on first and second, two outs, top four, 1-0 on the D-backs. Two outs with the Braves game. The Orioles have taken the lead again on the Rays, 4-3 in the sixth. The Rays have a runner on first with nobody out. White Sox lead, bottom eight in Kansas City, 3-2. The Padres were down 2-0. They're up 3-2 now on the Rockies. Runner on first, bottom of the sixth, in Coors, Twins 4-1, top seven, Cleveland at bat, down 3 runs to the Twins in the seventh. Rangers lead the Giants 2-1, top five, 2 outs, nobody on. Astros lead the Angels 4-1 after 3, going to the fourth at Anaheim. And the Mariners lead the A's 3-0, top five in Seattle. And that team's looked awful, by the way, I think, since the start of the season. We've been talking about the possibility of Major League Baseball canceling the rest of the season. And that is just crazy that they've gone 8 days of baseball and they've got so many problems with COVID that they're thinking, and you know they're ruminating about it. You know they're talking about it. You know that Manfred is not going to have like a nice weekend at the house with the family. He's going to have a stressful weekend because decisions have to be made. And there are serious consequences, these decisions, I would think, right? Like, can you imagine if they started this season up and we waited, whatever, you know, they start, when do they start? In April or whatever, usually the first couple days of April, or actually the last couple days of March. And then the season starts, and then, so they never started. And you go all the way to July 23rd and 24th, and you start your season. And 8 days later, they're talking about ending it all, everything done, kaput. You got to be kidding me. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, imagine like what happens. I think that there's a chance that, baseball always happens, right? It's always gone on. I've never, you know, there's been one season or whatever, there was no baseball, right? With the strike, one or two. And then, you know, in my lifetime, 55 years, I've seen baseball pretty much just about every year, right? I've never thought of baseball like going away. But, you know, and I still don't think it'll go away. I think that if they end the season, that'll be that. There'll be no season because of the COVID, and they'll say, okay, that's it. We'll see you next year. And then they'll go to spring training. And they'll play next April, right? I think that'll be the case. I don't think baseball is going to go under for any stretch of the imagination. I don't think, you know, all those deals, Machado, Harper, you know, Betts, all these gigantic deals, they're not going to stop playing baseball permanently. But I will say this, it's going to take a massive hit. I don't care what anybody says, because, you know, first of all, people are going to move right on. They're going to move on to the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs as sure as I'm sitting here, because they have figured it out. At the very least, they have their entire operation in bubbles in Edmonton, Toronto, and in Disney, right? Edmonton, Toronto being the hockey, Disney being the basketball. And you see the amount of problems they're having, Carver High in basketball, besides none. And how about in hockey? Basically, almost none, right? So tomorrow, maybe that'll change when they, who knows, when they start playing, maybe that'll change. Do you think, Carver High, that it'll change once they start playing playoff games Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I mean, they're literally playing every single day now forever. Do you think they'll have problems once these guys start banging, hitting, sweating, coughing?
No,
spit,
because
all that.
They've all been tested every day since they've been there, and nobody has it. So if nobody has it right now, nobody's going to get it, right? I mean, the only way that it can get near any of the players or the coaches right now is if somebody comes in from the outside and brings it with them, because they have tested everybody. The NHL put their thing out today that they've had zero positives since everybody got to the bubble on Sunday.
What about the NBA? Are they going to let family members in there? I thought they were.
I think that the plan for that was going to be before the conference finals, I think. I think they still have a few weeks before they get other people from the outside. And what they want to do, Scotty, is they want to get a lot of the teams out of there.
They want to have as little people, as few people as possible. So right now you've got 20 plus teams in there. That's a lot of bodies, a lot of people to test every day. So when you get down to four teams or eight teams, that's a lot of bodies that you've now sent out of the bubble for good. Now you can bring in some family members and you can start testing them every day because you were already testing hundreds of players. You get rid of, you know,
are you not worried about that? Are you not worried about that people coming in from all over different places and bringing it in? Why would you let them come in?
Well, they're not going to be allowed to go near anybody until they've tested negative. They're not going to be allowed to when those families join the bubble, whenever that happens, they are going to have to go through the same protocols that a Lou Williams or a Zion just did. You know, they're going to get tested when they enter the Disney complex. They're not going to be allowed to go near
their family members
or anybody else.
You're telling me that some of the women that are going to come to visit their boos, they're gonna go to a strip club and get wings at Magic City too?
Yeah, well, you know, that's anything's possible, I guess. Anything can happen, but.
The wives of the players are going to go to the strip club first and pick up wings for all the players and then come into the bubble.
Yeah, they're going to have to go in their rooms for 10 days without seeing their family. And then the family, when they're cleared after 10 days and they have multiple negative tests, that's when they're allowed to then get released into the regular bubble.
Do you think my boy Sweet Lou ran into my girl Sabrina the stripper?
Very possible. Although he said he was just there to eat. He just went there to eat, so...
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, like I believe that. Anyway, that's crazy. By the way, the Rockies took the lead on the Padres 4-3 in the seventh at Coors in that fan box, back and forth. It was 2-0, I think, and then 3-2, and then 4-3. Now the Padres are up in the top of the seventh. They've been involved in some tight games every single night, right? Like in San Francisco, both games went to extra innings, and now they're in Rado. And, you know, I see Kemp is on that team. Like he made the Rockies roster. And remember Matt Kemp? Boy, does he look old to me. Like he looks like he's just, I mean, old man river compared to some of these kids. Did you see what they do at Coors? They have all these players. It looks like players that they have sitting in the seats in cardboard cutouts. And then there's like animation characters and stuff like that. They got everything. They got players. They got stuffed animals. They got it all going there.
They probably put some Rocky legends out in the seats. You know, maybe they took some of their famous players, their best players in franchise history, made the cardboard cutouts of them and put them out in the seats.
Maybe they could have some of those legal weed distributors sit in the seats.
Plenty of room for them out there.
Did you see at the Giants game, they have like this virtual sign for KNBR. Remember the station I was on in San Francisco? They're the home of the Giants. And, they got a virtual sign, like in the NHL arenas where they have the virtual sign behind the goalie. They had a virtual sign literally in the fourth row behind, like right behind the dugout, like right over the dugout, like three rows past the dugout. They had this gigantic sign. It looked like a billboard, like on the side of a freeway in Tennessee. Like it was enormous, and it was for that radio station. And I was like, how gaudy is that? Like who put that there? Like it just looked terrible. I don't know if you saw it, but it was just so penetrating and painful looking and just so annoying. Their self-serving signage. Oh my God. Like it's so embarrassing. Now I get it. Fair enough. In hockey, all the boards have millions of sponsors along the walls, right? I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with players having ads on their jerseys. I saw Disney had a thing on the Magic jerseys today, right? Disney's a sponsor. But I do have a problem with a giant fake virtual billboard in the seats the size of the stadium. I mean, it was literally, this thing was the size of a Peterbilt truck, the sign. It was so annoying. And it was there for like three innings. and I'm watching the game, I'm going, holy God, who put that there? Like, there is no way on earth that would ever be there for any reason whatsoever. But in this time of crisis, in this time of people dying everywhere, there's no baseball fans. So let's put a gigantic virtual billboard in the seats. Have you ever in your life seen a billboard the size of Texas in the seats at any sporting event ever? No. Name one time you've ever seen a billboard the size of a gigantic billboard, like on the highway. I mean, the size of a billboard at a baseball game, four rows from the dugout. No one has ever seen that before in the history of mankind. But sure enough, the people that run that station said to the Giants, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a gigantic billboard up to get ourselves noticed. You know, the funny thing is, the only person that would notice that would be me because I worked on that station, right? And then no one else cares about that station anywhere else in America at all. Here's a newsflash for these idiots. No one cares about you at all except in your own little village. That's it. That's it. Only people in San Francisco care about it, and they don't even care about it. Everyone knows the Giants are on that station, but they put a billboard up that was so annoying at the game. Like, I was sitting there going like, oh, my God, look at the size of it. Like, because when you're watching the game, you see it, and it's just so annoying and bright. It's like bright yellow and blue. You can't miss it. I mean, it's literally like a – it looks like it's the size of the ocean. That's how big it was. Hate those people. I don't even know who they are anymore. All the people that I worked for there got fired. They're all gone, long gone. The people that run it now aren't even the same company that I worked for. I swear to God, I worked there. The people that own that company were, they make dishes. Yeah, Pharrell on a bench. So the Braves won that game, and I notice constantly that I'm watching the Padres games late at night. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I am. And now I'm watching the Pirates a little bit here, but I do want to keep my eyes on that ninth inning. Did I mention that Sergio Romo looks like Osama bin Laden? I mean, honest to God, that beard he's rocking is just completely out of control. He's just got it all going on for the Twins. But I'm watching the White Sox up 3-2 on the Royals. I bet on them tonight in Kansas City. They're up a run. Nobody out. Bottom nine. 2-2 count. Trying to get this one. Put this one in the bag. Now he's loaded or full count. Oh, God, here we go. The meltdown from the bullpen. Go figure, right? So coming up, in, we're going to talk to Eric Hasseltine. He's the Grizzlies play-by-play voice. We're going to talk about that meltdown today. I just want to get that out of the way before he comes on and I start making fun of them, because they melted down like an ice cream cone. I bet on him today, too, right? And I had that game by the onions. As you know, Carver High, I'm a very aggressive better, and like you are, and I go for it, right? And I had them, man. I had them so bad. They were down like 15. They came back. They had like a 10-point lead, and then I knew they were gonna lose when they got to overtime, because they have Melo, Dame, and they have McCollum, and they have Jurkic. They have all these vets that know how to win in overtime, right? So they beat them. They built a big lead in overtime, and that was it. They beat them by whatever, 5-7, whatever. I think they beat them by 5 or something. But they should have won that game, man. They had a huge lead and let it slip through their fingers. Don't go anywhere for all bench more another hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.